This is your reminder that no one else has the answers for you. You are the only one that can actually understand fully and decide whatever it is that you need to do. Hey babe, welcome back. Whether you're watching on the YouTube channel or you're listening on the podcast, don't forget to like, subscribe, share, comment, all the stuff, okay? In this video, I'm going to be talking about the inner work trap. And keep in mind, there is nothing wrong with personal growth, inner work, investing in yourself, whether that's your time, energy, money, anything that has to do with improving your life in any way, getting you to the point where you're living your best life. There's nothing wrong with that. What I'm talking about here is the inner work trap in terms of constantly looking outside of yourself for an answer. I'm all about watching motivation, watching personal growth content. I love watching it at this point because it's just a high vibe, right? You're listening to someone, you're watching someone that has done their personal work and is speaking their truth. And now I get to hear that and play around with that energy as well. But at the end of the day, you have to decide what you want to bring into your world. Understand that everyone is living in their own little world, okay? According to your beliefs and your perception, you're going to see a completely different reality than maybe I see or maybe someone else sees. Even your own family members, your own best friends have completely different points of view that is almost like a different world. So understand that what may work for someone else may not work for you. And oftentimes, if someone is constantly trying to take you outside of your own understanding, they don't want what's best for you, right? Like, you need to figure out for yourself. Like, I'm gonna sit here and give you all the advice, all the tips, all the stuff from my experience. But at the end of the day, you have to do what you think is best. If you disagree with something I am saying, it doesn't mean I'm wrong, and it doesn't mean you're wrong. It just means you have a different perspective. You have a different reality. And if you would like to change that reality, if you want to adopt a different belief, that's your choice. But you have every right to say, you know what? I hear you. I can see how that would work for you. That does not work for me. I choose to believe something different. It's okay to look to the external when you want clues, you want those nudges, you want to get outside of yourself and tap into your external world, but that's not a way you should be constantly living. That is the way to feel constant dissatisfaction, because anytime you look outside of yourself and you ignore your intuition, you're going to get so many different points of views. It's going to overwhelm you to the point where you're going to be stressed out. You're not going to know which route to take. You're going to have your anxiety come up and just completely run your life. That is not the way you want to live your life. Now, I have personally experienced this in so many different areas. I've experienced it mainly when it comes to like feminine energy, because so many people are teaching like feminine energy hacks, feminine energy tips. And while these tips can work like to play around with, they can bring out different sides of you and different sides of other people, it's not really the authentic version of you. So if you are just doing these tips because you're trying to get some kind of result, that is literally the opposite of what feminine energy is. Feminine energy is being, it's authenticity, it's self-love, right? So if you're doing something to get a result, get a reaction from someone else, that is literally the opposite of feminine energy. Same thing with like self-care. If you're constantly like, oh, how can I care for myself? How can I care for myself? And you're looking for all these tips online, that defeats the purpose. The whole point of self-care is to put you in a relaxed, calm state of mind. So if you doing more research about self-care stresses you out, you're doing the opposite of what you need to be doing. It's the opposite of what you need to be doing, right? So I want you to decide for yourself. Use your own best judgment. If you are wrong, you will find out. Okay? When we make mistakes, we find out. We're gonna find out if we're doing something that's not aligned, because stuff is just not gonna go your way. All right? But you need to figure out that for yourself. Now, of course, I seek advice from others. I'm constantly surrounding myself by people that know more than me in whatever area, and I'm constantly getting external validation for what I already think. But I make my own decision. So even if I'm getting all this external validation, if I still don't think it's right, I can't do it. I'm not about it. Okay, you have to have that same kind of energy, because understand that you will get validation for whatever. Like, you are able to get that validation no matter what. But if you are staying in one point of view or in one mindset because you're already getting validation for that mindset, you are closing yourself off to a whole other side and a whole other world of perspectives that could actually serve you better. It could actually be better for you and for your desires. So again, I'm all about investing in therapy, investing in coaching, in courses, in books, in whatever resources to help you tune into that inner voice better, maybe enlighten you in some way, offer you different perspectives, different motivation to open up your mind. But at the end of the day, you have to make that decision. You have to choose what is best. You have to choose what beliefs serve you and are actually going to make your life better. If a belief does not serve you, don't sit here like a victim crying about it. Change the belief. Find a different belief that serves you. If you feel fear, if you feel anxiety, do more research. You need more information. Anxiety is just having a false belief that something bad is going to happen. So in order to combat that anxiety, look for proof that something better will happen, right? Research in a different area. Change your perspective. Change the narrative. Okay, alchemize it, right? That's the fun word that basically just means find a positive point of view. Change your narrative. Change the perspective. Transmute that negative energy into something that is better for you. That same situation that causes anxiety can cause joy. You just have to find a different perspective and a different way to apply it to yourself. What may be true for other people is not necessarily true for you. You can sit here following someone's advice, and at the end of the day, if you ruin something in your life, or if you make a mistake, or using that advice has a negative impact on you, they're not going to be the ones to back it up. They're not going to be the ones to save you. You have to save yourself. So why are you going to live by someone else's rules just to be the only one that has to be with yourself at the end of the day? Let me rephrase that. This specifically, I'm thinking because when I was working in accounting, remember I graduated with my bachelor's in accounting and I started working, and then I realized it wasn't for me. And so I quit, started creating content full time, and here we are today. When I was going through that initial process of deciding and making that final decision that I really didn't want to be an accountant full time, I wanted to pursue a more creative route. When I tell you, every single limiting belief came up, like not just in myself, but in everyone around me. Like everyone was like, are you sure? Like, oh, why don't you just keep working and then pursue your content creation as a hobby, and then maybe when your hobby is making enough money, then you can quit. And all this is fair advice, right? And for some people, that is the best route. For some people, you need to stay in whatever it is that you're doing in order to build that thing on the side to the point where then you can transition. For me, I didn't feel that way, right? I had savings, I had support around me. I didn't feel the need to compromise on my happiness because I have other options available, okay? But at the time, everyone was putting all this fear in me. Like, even my mom, without trying, she was telling me like, oh, women are more respected when they have degrees, even though you already have a bachelor's degree. Like, having a master's degree, people will take you more seriously. Having a profession, people will take you more seriously. Like, you don't understand all the stress I go through because I don't have my degree. And obviously she means well. She's speaking from a place of personal experience, but I don't care what other people think as much as she does, right? Like, what other people think or take seriously about me doesn't have an impact on me, because I have learned that when you follow other people's advice simply because you think their opinion is more important than your opinion, you will realize that you lose and they still can't help you. Right? Like, I could sit here and say, okay, mom, whatever you say, like, I trust you. I'm going to follow your advice because if I don't get my master's, if I don't have a professional career, then people aren't going to take me seriously. Okay, I trust you. And then I'll do that. 5 years later, I'm still miserable, still unhappy. And then what's my mom going to do? Say, oh, well, you know, just do what makes you happy. Then what is she going to say? She's not the one living my life. Okay. Now you can do this, like, with so many people, not even your family, right? Maybe people online say certain things. Maybe you know that there's like a common belief in society and you're applying that belief to you. Or maybe your friends say some stuff to you. Like, whatever it is, that is not you, that is them. Just because that it's true for them doesn't mean it'll be true for you. If you believe in what you're doing and you think you're doing the right thing, find a way to make it work for you. Right? As long as you're not hurting anyone, that's what I like to say. Like, me not having an accounting career is not going to hurt anybody. I'm not being evil. I'm not doing anything bad. So if someone else has something bad to say to me, they can take that opinion and do you know what, because I don't care. I don't care because I know what I'm doing is most aligned for me. And that doesn't mean that everyone has to do it. There are other people that I worked with when I was working in accounting that decided that they did want to pursue that, decided that that was the best route for them. Now, I don't know if that was from a place of actual joy or if they were just following the advice of their parents and their friends, but that's okay that they made that decision. The world needs both kinds of people. The world needs people that will work behind a desk for someone else, and the world needs people that will go and start their own business. It's all about balance. Don't think that you have to follow one way just because that's what everyone else says. The world needs artists and the world needs accountants. The world needs boring library people and the world needs the fun people that work as DJs, right? Like, no offense to the librarians, but you get what I'm saying. Like, the world needs both. We need both. And so as long as you're happy with what you're doing, as long as it brings you joy, it's working for you, you are getting the results that you want to get, you are happy, you're surrounding yourself with people that align, then great. Do that. Okay? There has been so many situations where I have like doubted my own intuition and followed someone else's advice, and then when I realize and get to know them better, I realize that their advice that they're giving me, that they're using, isn't working for them. They're not living the life that is happy and fulfilled. They are miserable. They are not as spiritual and self-aligned that they say that they are. And they're trying to advise me on what to do. And I bought it. I thought it was legit. So make sure that if you are following someone else's advice, you know them and you know that the advice that they're using has actually worked, okay? Because so many people are out here talking and lying, and I don't even think they're doing it in a malicious way or on purpose. They're just so freaking delusional and not in a good way, okay? Because you already know, like, in terms of manifesting, delusion is good. But when it comes to like advising others, you have to be embodied in what you're telling others. And I have found that at least a few of the creators that I have followed and been inspired by, once I have gotten to know them better and met them in real life or seen more of like their personality, I realized like how actually unhealed they are. And I was taking healing advice from them when I'm already more healed than they are, right? And how do you measure something like that? Well, you look at the results. So even though I can say I feel healed and you can say you feel healed, look at our results. Are you still attracting people that are toxic? Are you still going through the same patterns? Well, then if you say you're healed, I don't think you are, because you're still manifesting more of the same. So clearly there's a discrepancy there. I can clearly say that what I'm saying, how I'm feeling, is being reflected back to me. So I know that I'm not delusional in how I'm feeling, because I can clearly see in my tangible reality, my positive emotions, my positive efforts, my positive intentions are being reflected right back to me. So that's a clear way you can tell if something you're doing is right or wrong. See the results that you're getting. See how it's being reflected back to you. Because if you're manifesting positivity and you keep getting negativity, and you keep manifesting more positive and keep getting more negative, and this has been going on for months or years, babe, there's some discrepancy with what it is that you're doing and the results that you think you're getting. Like, the results that you think you want, it's not what your actions are attracting to you, or your mindset is attracting to you. So as long as you can say, okay, I'm getting what I want, things that I want are happening in my favor, and what I'm intending to happen is what's happening, or it's working out in a better way, then great, keep doing what you're doing. But if you're not getting the results you want, you need to check yourself, see in what areas you need to upgrade your mindset, see in what areas you need to show up a little more and put in a little more effort, or maybe certain areas where you're doing too much. You need to chill out and back up a little bit, okay? But with that being said, like, there's so much that I can talk about this topic. Let me know if you have any questions or you want any more details about any of the parts. Of course, if you're ready to invest in your inner work, you want to develop a more positive mindset, you want to start your own business, you want to get into journaling and manifest through a journaling practice, I have all my courses, resources linked in the description. You can also book a one-on-one call with me if you resonate with what I'm saying. Maybe you want to get a little bit more insight into your specific situation. I'm here for you. Okay, I always recommend getting the 6 sessions package because, first of all, it's like $200 discount, and 6 sessions is more time for us to get to know each other and actually make a difference. 1 session is great if you just want to like chat something fast and solve like a quick problem, but if you feel like you have like some deep mindset shifts, then I would recommend getting the bundle, because that way we'll really be able to like work on a specific topic and actually make sure that we get those results before we say goodbye. Okay, because I don't want to tell you a few things and then not have time to like hold you accountable to that and like see how it's showing up for you in your reality. But anyways, I love you. Feel free to go binge watch the rest of my free content. There's so much free value. I have the manifestation playlist, the inner work playlist, money and business playlist, feminine energy playlist, and so much more to come. All right, so that's it for this video. I'll see you in the next one, and I love you. Bye. Mwah.